This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz and welcome. It's Morning Devotions. I've been reading some interesting facts about young adults in the United States and their personal belief in God. So while these are not Australian facts, I've got a feeling that it's not all that different to what would be revealed in our own culture and our own country. It was 2005 and Christian Smith wrote a paper, Soul Searching, The Religious and Spiritual Lives of American Teenagers. And I was fascinated by what he found after talking to many teens. And the overwhelming statement was that they do believe in God, but he's not involved in their everyday lives. 40% of these teens prayed every day or more. 15% said they'd never prayed. And when he probed a bit more, this was some of the things they said. If ever I've got a problem, I go to pray because it helps me deal with my problems. I've got a temper. It calms me down for the most part. Praying just makes me feel more secure, like there's something out there helping me out. So it's been said that the survey shows that God is distant and remote. His job was there to solve problems and to make people feel good. And that was quite an obvious theme that came from Christian Smith's paper. Teenagers pray for help with their problems to make them feel better or happier. So God became or is becoming a means to the end of a happy life for them. Now, I'm not criticizing these young people, far from it. I encourage anyone to start praying. But it's a shame they've not gone one step further to see how God can be part of each and every day. In the St. Peter Square one day, Pope Francis said, "Prayer is not a magic wand that fulfills your desires, but it is what helps you keep your faith when you don't understand God's will. It's meant to be our daily bread, our powerful weapon, and the staff for our journey." That was his comment, Pope Francis. Prayer is not magic. We can't summon God as though we're a genie waiting to sort of suddenly grant all our wishes. He doesn't make demands. And while we can make requests of God in prayer, we don't make demands because he's the creator of the universe. Prayer is for our benefit, not God's. I mean, we need a relationship with God through Jesus. We were made to function best when we were in a proper relationship with God. And the other important thing, and we could probably talk about this in a separate talk, prayer is not a guarantee against suffering. Jesus said, read this in the Bible, "In this world you will have trouble." That's John 16, verse 33. And Peter explained it in his epistle. Prayer is not an opportunity for us to show off when you pray. Don't be like the hypocrites. He said they like standing in the synagogues, that's like the churches, and on the street corners to be seen by people. C.S. Lewis once said that our prayer will not change God's mind. He already wills what is absolutely best for us. So I'm not talking about something that's magic or automatic. In an amazing way, prayer actually changes us. It's a conversation you have with the Heavenly Father. Prayer is talking to God. Yes, it's a good thing to read prayers, but they only count as prayers when it means something to you from the heart. It's got to be genuine. So you talk to God, a conversation, tell him what matters, yell and cry to him if you want to. And then the next thing is to listen, because a good conversation goes both ways, doesn't it? It's not really a conversation if you do all the talking. Listen in your heart. What will it sound like when God is talking to you? That's the way you're wired, to hear him. You can talk to God all day if you like, but you do need to stop sometimes and listen to what he said. Jesus said in the Bible, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and dine with him and he with me." And you might be asking how to talk to God, but God is asking, he wants to talk with you. You don't have to wonder if he really does. Of course he does. He's knocking at your heart door. So all you need to do is say, "Jesus, come into my heart. Confess your sins to him, and he will blot them out as if they've never happened." Try a serious study of the Bible, because starting a conversation with God is actually the best thing that you can ever do. And you can talk about anything and everything, work, marriage, kids, your hopes, dreams, friends. God will help you in every aspect of your life as you trust him. Thank you, dear Lord, that prayer is such a valuable tool. Help us to learn how to pray effectively. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.